Good morning, Captain. Well, good morning to you.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to follow up on Bill of Oconomowoc's excellent comments. And here's the deal. I think very highly of Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger. They have huge courage. I mean, Liz Cheney is in Wyoming, and she that's a state that gave Trump the largest margin he got of anywhere. I think about 40-point margin. And it's a small state. It only has 600,000 people, but it gets a congressman. Most congressional districts now are 750,000 people, but it gets a congressman because every state has to get at least one. It gets two senators because every state has to get two senators. That means they have two senators representing 600,000 people. California has two senators representing 40 million people. That was a deal struck in the Constitution by the slaveholding states and the North to have any kind of country at all, because they did not want to be outstripped, as they foresaw they would, by the mercantile North, the Massachusetts and New York, with their ports and their trade. And that's what we got. That's what we got. Yet she in Wyoming is doing what she's doing, and there are increasing discussions about her maybe running for president. Adam Kinzinger represents the basically the Rock area, right up in the northwest, well, up near the Beloit, border with Beloit and Janesville, Rockford, that area. And so he has a lot of character. He has a lot of character. He's also a colonel, by the way, in the Air Force Reserve, and he's seen combat. He's a good man. I'm for Joe Biden. Joe Biden's our nominee. I hope he is. He's a great president, in my view. He's putting up with some very difficult circumstances. But I would be relieved if Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger were the ticket on the Republican Party. These are people who have extraordinary character. That's why I oppose these idiots in the Democratic Party who are trying to take out Peter Meyer, who's very much like Liz and Adam in Michigan. He was one of the 10 or 11 people who voted to impeach Trump, and they're putting money in a primary to help a right-wing nut knock him off and drag the Republican Party down and America down, because the right-wing nut will then be in a Republican district and could be the congressman. Same thing with the right-wing nut that Democrats intervened to put in as the Republican nominee in Pennsylvania and Maryland. We're going back to the lines. Gary of Sussex, my friend. Thanks for calling. Gary, what's in your mind?
You know, I was listening to you guys talk about Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger. Yes, I think that they ought to run for president on a Democratic ticket, of course, because Liz Cheney is down by 28 points in Wyoming. She's going to be out of a job. And nobody on the Republican side likes her. Nobody. Nobody. So she's very popular with Democrats. So I think that she has a chance. I think that, you know, Sleepy Joe is not going to be your nominee. They're going to find somebody else. And I think Liz Cheney would do well, my opinion. But not as a Republican.
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. You're a principled conservative. I enjoy it when you call in. You know, we have some people who call in who, you know, just want to hurl invective, but a principled conservative I like listening to. But I know a lot of principled conservatives in the Republican Party who can't tolerate Trump. I mean, they're not going to tolerate a guy who incites people to murder his vice president. Okay. Now, what is it about Liz Cheney that you know, you would criticize? She has courage. She's standing up. And yeah, in Wyoming, she may not get renominated. I agree with that. But she seems like a good person with integrity. And, you know, I admire good people with integrity in any party. As a principal conservative, Gary, what is it about Liz Cheney that you don't like?
I guess she doesn't play ball. And if you're either a Democrat or if you're a Republican, you're not playing ball with the team and you're going out there and doing your own thing. the coach is going to bench you. And that's exactly what's happening. She's not playing ball. I'm not saying that she's 100% wrong in some of the stuff that she's doing, but she's like, she's not taking the Republicans' side on anything. She's just dropped. And the reason a lot of people don't like her is because she's from the old Bush part, okay, and her dad, Dick Cheney. When Donald Trump ripped on Jeb Bush and literally kicked him out of being a nominee for the presidency, the Cheneys, the Bushes, had it out for Trump. And there's a lot of animosity there, and there's a lot of, and I agree 100% with you, there's a lot of no-Trumpers in this world, and I was one of them. I was. Up until about after a year, when he was the president after a year, I changed my mind. But before that, I held my nose and I asked God to forgive me for voting for Donald Trump. It's the honest truth. But I just could not vote for Hillary, and I wasn't going to not be on the team. My brother told me he would excommunicate me out of the family. I said, I can't vote for Trump. You got to vote for Trump. I can't stand him, I told him. I can't stand this guy, you know? So I'm just telling you, this is how I look at it, and there's a lot of people that look at it the same way I do. You got to be on the team or forget it. Just go to the other side. Quit and go to the other side. And she probably will. She will not be reelected, and she will run as a Democrat. But she's the old guard Republicans, and you know, she just hates Donald Trump, and she just wants to get him out. And it's all personal with her.
You know, that's interesting, Gary, because I do look on you as a principal conservative. And I would just say this, when you talk about the team, you know, I agree. I played sports in through high school, and I played baseball. You know, I played basketball and football. And you're right. If the coach gave instructions and say, we're going to run this kind of a screen or whatever, and you said, no, I'm not going to do it. Yeah, he'd bench you. But sports are different from politics. You know, politics has to do with the good of the nation. And in Europe, like in, say, the UK, they can withhold your ability to even run for office again if you don't go along with what the party says. So if there's a vote that you don't agree with, you have a choice. If it's a vote where they say this is a party vote, you must vote. Because sometimes they have votes that say it's your conscience, do whatever you want, and you don't do it, then they throw you out of the party. In this country, we don't do that, but effectively we do because of the things you've just said, which is that people rise up and they won't nominate them. But consider what Liz Cheney is doing. In my view, she's a very conservative Republican. She voted for the Trump tax cuts. It's a true statement that she voted more with legislation that Trump put into the Congress than any of her detractors. She's a very conservative Republican. She's pro-life. She's lower taxes, regulation, and all of that. Where she drew the line was on two things. It started with that first impeachment with Ukraine. I mean, Ukraine is being subject to genocide by the Russians. And Trump tells Zelensky, I won't send you any weapons unless you finger Joe Biden somehow. And then, yeah, she voted to impeach him. And the second one was the insurrection, where he says, Mike, right in the middle of it, knowing these guys are armed, says Mike Pence didn't have the courage. And they were saying, hang Mike Pence. She couldn't, you know, put up with that. And so she voted to impeach again. So to me, that is not contravening Republican principles. Remember, the founder of the Republican Party was Abraham Lincoln. And George H.W. Bush was a Republican. George W. Bush was a Republican. But Dwight Eisenhower was a Republican. He won the Second World War. He was the commanding general. Ulysses Grant was a Republican. These are people I really admire. I admire Ulysses Grant. I admire Dwight Eisenhower. Ronald Reagan was a Republican. So none of those people would have suggested to a mob that they go up and kill their vice president or anyone else. So I think I don't think she hates Trump personally. I don't think it's like a personal thing, doesn't like his personality. I think it's more his actions, frankly. And Trump is not a Republican. Trump was a liberal Democrat in New York until he announced for president. He was pro-choice. He was pro-gun control. He was right down the line a New York Democrat. But he has a very, very commanding personality. And he just went then. And then one area that he did take the lead on was immigration. And I've said before, I think Liz Cheney agrees with him on immigration. Frankly, I'm not happy with the Democratic Party's immigration policy. But these are rational things we can talk about. But murdering your vice president is something else. Liz Cheney's not attacking the Republican Party. Liz Cheney, in effect, is attacking the idea of murdering a vice president, murdering the Speaker of the House, causing at least five deaths, 140 officers injured, beaten, slammed into the, you know, the wall. One guy's head was crushed. I don't know if you saw that terrible video. He's going, his head's being crushed. So I think that's the thing. But Gary, I enjoy your calling in, and it's very instructive to me to find from a principled conservative what it is that you don't like about Liz Cheney. So thanks for calling. We're going to the end of the show. It's a great show. Great call-ins, as always. Matt Flynn, director. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for today. Hee 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 h